The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Okay, guys. Roadcast. Well, not really.
No,
the cast
no
is,
way!
You can pick it up here. The intro, outro is on the road, right?
Hello, Reggies. I've been wanting to do that.
You've been wanting to do that?
Yeah, I just didn't tell you.
I think this is 898 BC. And we're in, was this Jackson, they call this?
I don't think so. But
I think it is Jackson.
But the building itself is called Jackson Village. Maybe the town
I
is Jackson.
I think it's called, we're in New Hampshire, goddammit. I don't know.
Live free or die.
Live free or die, dude. New Hampshire. That's what they say on the license plate. I think there's a lot of dead people around here.
Or just live free.
No, I don't think they say live free. I think the motto is live free or die.
Well, I was telling you at the visitor center that I thought it said live free, and you're like, I think there was supposed to be or die, but maybe they cut off the or die part.
I think they probably cut off the or die because they're like, you know, nowadays living free, it's not really cool.
And people don't want to die.
And they don't want to die. So let's keep the population up and just say live free if you want to.
That's right.
Yeah. We got this podcast squeezed in right before we left on vacation. Me and the podcast isn't me and the lovely Cindy, but me and the lovely Cindy left on vacation to see her fam, her peeps, to go to Storyland here in Jackson.
Also to eat lots of seafood. That's for our own podcast. So.
Okay.
We can't give it all.
I forgot that we were doing a separate podcast later for our own stuff. We are going to have to burn some of
the material,
our vacation, because we want to have an unofficial sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So what kind of unofficial? I say we go with small town food.
Tough. Oh, that's good. That's more all-encompassing.
All-encompassing, yeah, right.
There were too many good ones to pick from.
The last one we went to was Krista's, right?
Oh,
what was the lady's?
So good.
What was the lady's name at the first place we went to?
Libby.
That's right, because she had the antique store.
Shout out to Libby.
Libby's Antiques in Cornish.
Cornish, yeah.
Cornish, Maine. Mm-hmm. But she said to go to Krista's, which is what we did. But she said it was a 5-star, which I don't believe that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Do you know how hard it is to? Well, I mean, I guess
mind
it could
blown
be.
Good.
You know what she probably meant? It's a Google 5-star.
Yeah. Well, it's not a Michelin.
Like,
you know,
exactly.
Michelin only has 3 stars. So.
Well, there you go. So.
Get with the program.
You know, why does Michelin have 3 stars? They should have tires. They should be. This is a 4-tire restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know why they decided to go with stars.
Or 3, for that matter.
Probably because you're right. 4. Would make more sense with the cars because they're like, it's so good. You want to take all of your tires with you. Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Coming from a car company, that really was not good planning.
The first small town food joint we went to was, what was it called? You're better with names than
I. Bay Haven.
And that was in what town? Cornish? No.
It was Cornish.
Is that also Cornish?
Yeah. We went to Cornish and then we went back to Cornish.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the first one was more like a bar. Well, we were in the bar side, I guess.
Right. We sat in the bar to get the seats. It was perfect timing, too, because it was busy.
It seemed to me, and this is just because this is my background, but it seemed to me kind of like farm town type vibe. Like it was just like very plain, you know, wood tables with regular wood finish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then a bar side that was just jam-packed full of locals getting drunk. But
after work,
unlike farmland,
Friday night, baby.
Exactly. Well,
I guess it was Saturday, but
Saturday,
I can't remember.
I don't either. I've not been able to remember what day of the week it is almost this entire trip. I had to like look at my phone.
That's what happens on vacation, though.
It is. But that one was fun. It was definitely more small townish. The second one felt like a hip restaurant in front.
Oh, you think so?
I did. I feel like because like it had like fake antique stuff. Mm. You know what I mean?
They were really on antique Main Strip, though. They were surrounded by antique.
So maybe
shops.
It was just what do they call that?
Advertising for the other teams.
Retro mod.
Oh,
what do they call that? You know, where stuff's like actually old, but then they like put a new shiny coat on it, but make it still look old.
I don't know.
Resto mod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like restoration, but modified.
Okay. I've never heard that before. Yeah,
it's something they use for cars. They call them resto mods. Okay. So anyway, today's podcast sponsor, in no way affiliated, Small Town Food. Eat some, get fat. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop, constipated, too much good food.
Today's podcast, mm-hmm. which you don't know anything about because you were not on, but thank mm-hmm. you, nice enough to do the intro with me, was Blake Scala.
Whoop.
Whoop. Maybe regular. Who else was on? Fuck. I got to remember who was even on. It's Blake. Oh. For the very first time, Logan Blackhang. I really should have looked up the spelling before I started the podcast. It's hard to say.
If you'd shown me, I would have known, but.
Logan Gattenby. That's what it is. Anyway.
Logan! Woo!
Logan's a very interesting guy. I think you're going to like hearing from him. And who was supposed to be on the podcast was Zevon Vasquez. But he did not. He totally punked out and went
Zevon. Boo.
He went to the Pittsburgh Arts Festival instead.
Oh.
I strongly suspect that his girl was like, you want to go to this thing? And he was just like, yes, I have no other plans.
Aw, what a sweetie.
I know, he's young and in love. Aww. Puppy love. no, and then a great cameo, we'll call it, from Kaylee Horton.
Woo! Kaylee!
In from Chicago for the day.
Ow! Big town folk!
Blake had to edit the podcast because Blake runs his mouth. You know how much I hate editing. We'll make fun of him for that afterwards. Mm-hmm. But for now, let's get into it. Episode 897 BC, Flaky Deal with Blake Scala and Logan Gatby. Special appearance, Kaylee Horton.
Enjoy.
Ah, there. I was grabbing my phone. Have you heard this Louis C.K. Chicken Cross the Road bit? I'm not going to play it because it's fucking long as shit, but he opens SNL with that Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road bit, and it's worth looking up. Definitely look that up.
Was he on last week?
No, it's...
I don't think they'd have him on anymore.
I don't think he's on the list.
I don't think he's allowed to come back. Yeah.
Hey, first episode in the new studio, y'all.
Dude, it is first episode of the new studio. We have the door open, which is, I'm not sure. I mean, it's cool, but it's not cool. You know what I mean?
Garage cast.
Yeah, it might not be good with the car sounds, but we'll see. This is a...
Yeah, there's a good test right there. The car sound, actually, that's yellow. I'll turn yellow all the way down. That way we don't have so much sound. You know what I mean? It's pointing straight at the fucking road.
Atmospheric park car noise.
Why do we have an empty mic, Aaron?
Oh, you didn't hear? We have a Welcher. Here.
A Welcher.
This is what Welchers look like. They don't show up at all. Yeah. So Zevon
Hard R
Vasquez was.
Wow.
I didn't really go for Welcher, dude. Fucking Welchers out there.
Welcher. All the Welchers.
Oh, yeah. But that's why I put the Pinocchio on his as a response to his I can't make it guy's post. I was like,
you put the Pinocchio?
I put the Pinocchio because he's a fucking liar, dude. He said he could do it. Said, yeah, I'll be there.
Flaky dude.
Then thumbs up us in the morning. What? Okay, here's my question. He's got a girlfriend, and he's going to do an art thing, right? Mm-hmm. Did he ever even mention to her there was a podcast possibility? I'm betting, like, this morning, they're eating breakfast. She's like, you want to go to the arts festival later? And he's like, yes. And this
what happened.
And then just canceled this without ever even mentioning it to her.
I don't think Zevon puts a lot of...
Like we'll find out. I'll ask him when we see him.
A lot of backbone into any of his decisions. That's what I say. I'm just kidding.
Are you a Welcher? Do you always show up?
Do you ever like pretty good, dude? What are they called? You know me.
A welcher's like when you don't do a bet. What's not showing up called? Is there a thing for that?
That's like a person
flaky.
Who's, flaky. Yeah.
Yes, that's it, dude. Flaky.
I'm like the least flaky person in the world. I've been in the area for like 2 hours.
Oh, dude, really?
Your ice smells like wet dogs. I'm just putting that out there.
Are you sure it's not the cup?
Are you sure it's not the cat?
How do you know what part of it smells like wet dogs? You put Irish whiskey in it, dude. Maybe it's that wolfhound you poured in there, dude.
It seems like the ice. You can
Aaron just
tell.
Lets Q-tip lick all the ice that's before, true. That's before true, it comes dude. To a cup.
Q fills the trays for me, if you know what I mean.
And you know I'm not flaky, dude. I don't think I've ever pulled out of a podcast.
No, you've definitely pulled out of one before. Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, obviously, you don't remember.
It's probably because
but,
I'm like assumed to be on them. You know, I'm just on so many that sometimes I
can't remember what it was. There was one for sure.
I think it might have been the
Kaylee going away episode. Now that I think of it.
Well, maybe she'll stop by. She's in town, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I think you had to see your blonde therapist.
You have a blonde therapist?
Shut up, dude.
I don't understand it, dude. Oh, is that the lady? Okay, I get what you're saying. You're trying to be a bow, but you're not a bow, dude.
She listens
you're an
to
arrow.
This podcast, dude. She just started listening.
I want her to be in that chair.
Dude.
That She's listened to two episodes and learned my dick doesn't work, I think, already, probably.
My dick didn't work
I think
for a while
she has
last year.
A boyfriend, doesn't she?
Mike. Yeah, dude. His name's Mike.
The other day...
All right, we got to stop with all the names.
I don't...
Here.
Yeah, no names,
getting
dude.
Too far.
I don't know. It looked really weird to me because he was recording her set, right? Yeah. But I could see his phone, and it didn't look like he was recording a set. It kind of looked like he was just watching videos. You know what I mean?
I mean, he
was for sure posed as if he was recording it, you know, with a phone. And then he even at one point puts his hand up and is like this, like to hurt and like finish it up, you know? Which I was lost. Like, in the middle of her set, you're telling her to, I don't know, wrap it up? It was so funny.
She had a hard limit at 3 minutes.
Maybe I read the hand signal wrong, but it was funny.
You should probably start doing those signals as soon as the fucking tape starts rolling.
Wrap it up. I was like, that's weird to record. Well, I guess maybe that, it could have been like the light.
The whole audience should do that. Anytime someone gets on stage, just wrap
start
it up.
Swirling their hand, wrap it up. Wrap it up, dude.
I've gotten that from like a really drunk guy at Scarps before. It was like the time that like Georgia was hosting and like from the angle couldn't see. And the guy in the back was just like... Get off the stage.
Now return to our regular scheduled podcast.
Me and Jared were talking, though, dude, because we had a recording that some people wanted to not release. I won't say all the names, but it...
Okay, I agree with you. We should talk about the episode that will not get released. But didn't is it that the night that we went to Top Gun, or was it a different
night? Me and
night?
Jared proposed something.
I'm intrigued. I want to know.
So we also need to talk about that.
That wasn't the same night. That was
we also need to talk about that. But okay, so go back. Go ahead.
So, basically, we recorded something. It wasn't good. Douglas here just wants to release everything. We are all saying no. It became a big point of contention. And what me and Jared have proposed is regular episodes shares.
Shares.
Right. Shares and okay. regular episodes. And all it is how many episodes you've been in, dude.
So we're going
so
public.
So you are
going to
have
your way
like
in.
You probably have about 103 shares. I'm going to have I'll be earning like my 30th today. Jared's going to have about 38. So if me and Jared get one other guy, me, Jared, and Sky basically are going to be able to override you on decisions for the podcast.
Ooh, that is interesting. At some point, and that never reverses. You guys will always exponentially outrun me in shared. But then you're going to get along, and it's going to be fun. No, that'll be cool because I'll be like the guy who tries to flip you guys against each other. Because right. if I can break one of you out of the, you know what I mean, out of the shares, I can get my
exactly.
pass. Yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be deceitful. It'll be good era.
We can give you some sort of founder's bonus.
Right now, Aaron
podcast.
Is the Elon Musk of regular yeah. episodes.
I think it's a great
I bought
idea.
It, dude. You think it's a great idea for me to just volunteer to give away ownership of it? Yeah,
yes.
Of course. Of course you think yes. that's a good idea. We should say who's with us today.
See, what's going to happen is somebody I'm eventually going to start buying out people.
One share. That's true. I can buy your share, dude. You don't need a share. I'll buy his share when we have a guest. Boom. I'm
Ooh,
already
we're going to have a chart of the I'm regular episode.
Yeah, dude.
Bullish on the
Please,
regular episode.
Please, I have some more shares of
yeah,
regular
so
episodes.
What's the deal? Logan, you going to sell me your share? You've only been on once, dude. What did you
I haven't
for?
Even been on once. I've been on like 0.5.
You named the starting price of the fucking... our initial public offering.
The starting price? Oh, God. What is the company evaluated at?
Arizona Ice Teas.
Say $3 billion.
So you got to take the quarterly earnings. So you multiply...
The shares is just how many episodes...
You have to value the company to determine the share price.
Earnings per share is a...
So
company value.
I'd say we're going to have give or take 400 shares right now.
And I would say they're all worth at least $0.
At least.
So you could have the controlling stake of a real like money pit, dude, if you want.
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't sell a share for less than $5.
Do I get shares for...
I have 30 shares, dude.
All this equipment that I did?
You got to pay me $150 at least for my voting power in the regular episodes.
$150.
I think the That's more meaningful metric permanent. Would be the clout obtained in the Pittsburgh comedy scene by being on one episode of regular episodes as the premier Pittsburgh comedy podcast.
Well, they call us the Kingmakers over here. That's what they're kicking around the open mics, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
It's so pathetic.
You got an open mic in Chicago, dude.
Did you? How's that?
Oh, I bombed so hard.
What were the people like?
I was like, I'm going to fucking set the pins up. Let's fucking knock them down.
These
here.
Motherfuckers ain't never heard my jokes. I'm going to
give
kill.
Them the fucking the hitters here.
Yeah.
My problem was I chose one of those jokes that needs to get momentum because it's just long, and if the first part doesn't go well, it's like, all right,
yeah,
this
then
is
you've lost
fucked.
Half the crowd.
This is fucked. And I just did that. Didn't have an exit route really.
And yeah, that sucks. When you find your
through.
You just watch just, people slow.
You're
stop
just
paying
up,
attention
yeah,
one by
dude.
One. Like
you're just up
off.
There. You're not even paying attention anymore. Yeah, this is hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of what it was. It was like a 2 out of 10 set. It was fucking.
I had a pretty bad one at Parkway last night. I went up and I was like,
pretty good at Parkway last night.
Yeah, you did do pretty good. That was great. Everybody did fine except for me, dude.
That one girl started like yelling in the middle of your set.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, this some girl.
Wonderful, Parkway, classy joint though, right?
I love. The people who run Parkway, I love the people who go to Parkway. I love Parkway.
It gets crazy in there, and that's what I like about it, dude. The craziest stuff that's ever happened at that's not true.
I think craziest stuff happens at Scarps. Like the day that guy came in with like robot arms. I'm sure you guys have talked about
that.
That
was pretty sweet, dude. Yeah. No. Oh, that was okay. Before we were in the Top Gun, dude. How many did we get right? We never went over that.
Oh yeah, I thought you were gonna go over that in the.
I
end
know,
of
but
the...
I lost when I moved the studio over. I lost the card. The hell, the fucking.
See, I know I got bird plane right, dude.
Yeah,
that I think that was the best one.
Bird strike.
Plane, bird going through the engine of a plane and like the plane, you know,
and that happened in Top Gun
down.
Maverick.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
I didn't even see the original, dude. I had no idea what the fucking
never
movie
seen
was
Top
about.
Gun at all,
I just saw planes. They're probably on an aircraft carrier, or whatever the fuck called bird plane, dude.
I believe they called it Bird Strike, dude.
Whatever.
Because, like, their fighter jet sucked in a goose or some shit. Sucked in a goose.
Hey,
that's funny.
Kaylee's going to come by here, dude.
Is she? Yeah, send her in.
I think
dude.
We just called it the Sully now. Like, the Sully lied and said that a goose hit his fucking.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, they did, like, a. Well, I think the whole thing was
that's
like.
That's the guy who landed on the river, right?
The whole,
Hudson?
The whole controversy is they did, like, a trial, and they're like, yeah, he totally could have made it back to the airport. Like, but he just decided to lay it down in the river, even though, like, we were like, everyone was telling him, like, just go to the airport.
Like, he lands it in the river with, like, half a tank of fuel, and it just starts spilling into the river.
Yeah.
And they're all like, dude, what the fuck?
Like, it could have, yeah. She has to make a 5-minute podcast appearance.
All right. That makes sense.
The return
of Horton.
Yeah.
All right. Horton Hears a Who. How far out is she?
I don't know. She said leaving in a minute, so wherever the
All
fuck
that is. All right, so yeah, that'll be... She won't even be here before this podcast is over.
Yeah. Depends how much gas we have in the
Logan,
tank.
You should introduce yourself. I was going to have you do that earlier. You never even fucking...
Hello.
No one knows who you are. You don't have social media, though, do you?
Not really, no. Hello, regular episodes denizens. My name is Logan Gattenby. I'm newer to the Pittsburgh open mic scene. I guess I don't know. I guess I'm known as a jail comic.
You're a jail comic?
That's what always... Everybody always introduces me as either, you know, this guy's done time, you know, hide your checkbooks.
You do have a neck tattoo, so they're probably just playing that. They're like, this guy's got tattoos on his hands and neck.
Yeah.
He looks like he's been in jail.
Ron just thinks I'm weird, and Sky just associates me with ACJ because he's been there, too.
Who's ACJ?
What's ACJ?
Yeah, it's
Allegheny, County, oh, right, Allegheny yeah. County Jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that,
I'll just let you know, whether or not Sky's actually been to ACJ is completely up in the air. Everything Sky says is
possible bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything with a grain of salt.
He did make it seem like he was like a criminal, and then I was like talking to him after a mic one day, and he was like, oh, yeah, I've just been to juvie.
You listen to Sky. Tells you enough stories. You slowly start putting together. There's not enough time for him to have done all these things.
Yeah,
There's just not.
That's true. He's told me a tall tale or two before. That's for sure. I won't drag him to the...
He's full of shit, dude.
Has anybody ever met his wife or kids?
Yeah, I have. I actually have.
I've heard a voice. I've heard a voice on phone calls that seems to match everyone.
The real mystery man is Corey Henderson, because Corey Henderson always... doesn't tell anybody anything about himself. He's just so
honestly that's
shocky.
That's comic. Impressive yeah. for an open mic comic, because everybody just their go to thing is just to tell stories about their life. Like if you could be like a really private comic, that's impressive in my book.
Yeah, only thing he would
I
ever
agree, talk- dude. My favorite in the scene, James J. Baby, you don't know nothing.
You don't
about
know
James
nothing
J.
about James J.
You
that's
know
true,
nothing
dude.
About James.
And just
J.
clever jokes. You know, you ever seen Hamilton perform James J. Hamilton?
He's the man.
I don't think so.
Yeah. He needs to come back.
Yeah, he doesn't come out very much anymore. But he's got a good regular job, so he doesn't have to fucking
grind. He doesn't have to do the grustle.
Yeah, exactly. And not everybody.
And even he could leave for years and come back and still be better than pretty much everyone. His jokes are fucking.
Yeah, they're very good. Insane. They're well written, good jokes.
Yeah.
They're nice little epiphanies. You know what I mean? Anyway.
I don't know if he does great with like the fucking normie crowds, you know, but he's the open mic hero, dude. Of like
he saves a mic.
Yeah,
that might be an insult. I don't even know.
I think
like,
one thing that holds him back, and I don't want.
He's like a comic, is what I'm trying to say.
But he's got a very jazzy delivery.
Favorite comic.
That kind of hurts him. I think that does hurt him.
There's at least 30 minutes of me blowing James J on this podcast.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know you guys did that when I was in the bathroom. That was crazy.
Yeah. Have you ever had him on?
James J came on real quick.
Yeah.
We sucked him off.
Yeah,
he left.
I think it might have even been on twice. He's got a good podcast. Dead President's Podcast, guys. Go look. It's a Pittsburgh original. Our podcasts around Pittsburgh definitely need to have more interaction, dude. Why aren't we?
That is true.
What the fuck, dude? Stoochcast is a big supporter. They get out there. They do their part. You know the president's thing he does with his buddy is pretty good. If you like history, I don't know if you do.
No, I like history. I used to be very into podcasts, but I used to have my own podcast in college. Like,
how many episodes did you do?
It's like fucking eerie podcast. Only like 15 or 20.
All right. Well, you did it though.
Yeah. I did. Didn't use like the program called like Anchor FM. You could just do it all through your phone.
Heard of it?
It's pretty cool.
Actually, that was the first thing. So. Derek Brown used to push me because I'd always talk about doing podcasts and not actually do podcasts. He'd be like, "Dude, I got an app on my phone, Anchor. You can do it. We could do being up. We could be podcasting right now." That's what he'd say. I'd be like, "I don't know. I still would prefer I have a studio, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
cell phone recorded nice. Podcast. How many people are gonna? I wouldn't probably listen to a podcast that was recorded on a cell phone. Would you?
I mean, it depends how bad it is, really. I don't know. My cell phone's not too bad. I have a shit cell phone, and I record all my sets with it, and I'm like, this quality isn't too bad. I just set it on the stool, record.
It's audible, but that doesn't mean it sounds like a... You're not in the room with them, you know? It sounds like...
There's like...
You can hear the laughs for the most part.
There's Bluetooth like lapel mics now for like $25.
Oh, yeah.
You just put the Bluetooth thing into the base, like where you charge your phone, and you put the lapel right here, and it's like magic.
Yeah, I bet that works perfect. Yeah. But we want the crowd noise too. I don't know. This Zoom's really great for that stuff. It comes with like these clip things for the top. There are different types of microphones. So you can just... This thing's pretty sweet. I don't know how to use half the functions on it, but honestly, if anyone's going to start a podcast, that's the first thing you need is a Zoom recorder. They're the best.
A topic.
Rhode Island is neither a road nor an island. Talk amongst yourselves.
Ooh,
that's an SNL skit from the 90s or 80s. It's God, what was their names? There's just supposed to be a bunch of old Jewish women talking to each other. And she'd be like, She'd get all verklempt. It was Dana Carvey, I think, and fucking...
I got distracted looking at this nice photo of you and Cindy.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry, dude. There it is. I didn't realize that'd come up, dude. That nice. It is kind of weird that I'm looking over my own head at you, you know what I mean? Over my, you're looking at me, and then looking at you over my shoulder on the TV. It does get a lot colder in here when the garage door is closed, which is nice. I'm not saying we should close it.
Did you guys used to record... Upstairs, second floor, first floor?
This is a 1, 2, 3, 4th studio, kind of. Because we had Hazelwood. I don't know if you were on in Hazelwood when I lived down there.
Oh, yeah.
So I said Hazelwood, then upstairs in the office.
Right, yep. Right.
And then downstairs in the basement. And
I've been all four, baby.
Hell yeah. A real regular. Dude, that's why you've got not a majority share.
I'm working my way.
Why would I go public, dude? Come on. I'm getting the milk for free right now, bro.
The initial podcast offering could...
We're going to go on strike, dude. If you don't,
we can have an election like the Skanks did.
A little communal...
Do you remember that? Sorry. Go ahead. Legion of Skanks had an election. It was funny. We just talked over each other again twice in a row.
That's what this podcast is. You can't really... It's...
It is
seeing
a lot
what all
like
the
that.
Words we say combined sound like. Is what's,
sorry, dude.
What's great about it?
I think
what's going to be funny is when Cindy pulls up and it's just like,
yeah,
she'll come soon. I think anyway.
You have to blast that microphone as it happens, though.
So yeah. ACJ, how was ACJ?
What the hell's ACJ again? Oh, jail.
That's jail.
Thank you for remembering where we were, dude. Nux on that one. Oh, yeah. Good one.
Allegheny County Jail. People always say like, come up to me like, oh my gosh, jail must have been so. Oh my gosh, jail must have been so traumatic for you. Oh my gosh, it must have been so hard. Jail is like was the single most fun experience of my entire life.
How long
life.
Were you in there?
I thought you said you were in solitary the whole fucking time.
I was in the hole.
The hole is solitary as far as I understand.
The shoe.
They
the
don't
shoe,
make two-man holes, dude.
The shoe is
they call
solitary.
That a Holocaust.
The hole is where you go to get punished when you're already in jail. So.
Right, but it's still by yourself. Right? No?
Not even all the time, no.
Okay, interesting.
It was only because of COVID that everybody was in their own cells. So I at intake, I was not in the right state of mind or whatever. So I just was kind of in there like talking to spirits in my head or whatever.
You were crazy or you were on drugs?
Nice. Crazy.
Okay.
They thought I was on drugs, though.
Sweet.
So I was pretty buff at the time. Like I took off my shirt, I dipped it in the sink, started whipping the walls, going...
Hell yeah.
And then the guards came up and they told me to stop or whatever, and I started like calling, you know, whipping them.
Whipping them with your shirt?
Well, whipping the window and like,
oh, okay. Let's see.
Calling them slurs, etc.
Nice. Et cetera.
And
which slurs?
Yeah, which one specifically?
I called the white cops.
White cop.
Once he started bringing up race, I'm like, I don't think we need.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And then, so then they opened up the porthole, and then they sprayed a single line of mace down my chest, and then I rubbed it in.
Oh my god!
Together.
And I was like, I was jacked at the time, so it was muscles. And then I was like, I'm the Antichrist, yo. Like,
how old were you?
24.
Okay.
23. I'm 25 now. And then, so I just had so much adrenaline going through me, like, I didn't even feel the mace. And so then they open up, then they got, like, the SWAT, a jail SWAT team, and they open up the portal again.
Good God.
And just shot me, pop, 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 with,
beanbags?
Beanbags until
I
collapsed.
Oh, God.
And then they picked me up, like, four of them, and then they only take the mace out of your eyes and underneath your nose. And then they put you in a gag mask, and they sit you down in a restraint chair. And they wheel you and like you sit with the mace for a couple hours.
Do they touch your junk, dude?
No. I still had a pants on.
I just said they tied him down and gagged him. It sounds kind of kinky, dude. You don't think so?
But yeah, so eventually
you're in jail. You hear these stories. I don't know.
So eventually, I got sent to the psych ward, which is like honestly the worst place in jail because you get no writing materials, no commissary. Nothing. You just get a blanket, and that's it. And people scribble crazy shit into the wall. So if you're already crazy, it's like...
Yeah, you're reading more doctrine.
Like, on the right, it said Romans. Then on the left, it said Lucifer. And like, so
like, sounds like a pleasant place.
Yeah,
to
my mind was already, like, making mythologies. So yeah. It just kind of rolls back into that. And eventually, like, they wanted to blame me at intake and say, like, oh, you were sane when you did that. So we can punish you by sending you to the hole. So then I went to the hole, and then the hole was just like 1,000 times better than the psych ward.
Ah.
It was just like people, like the craziest people you've ever met in your life.
But there were people.
See, I'm picturing the hole in fucking the last Batman movie.
Yeah, I'm like thinking like Silence of the Lambs.
Dark Knight,
you know?
Rises, the hole. Like that, you gotta climb with the rope. And,
it kind of is like that, you know, because
I don't think it is. But
I don't think it doesn't sound like
continue.
It.
Continue.
Well, it is that
the mentality, though. Metaphorically, it's
a double block. So there's 30 people in cells surrounding an interior like dog cage.
Yeah.
There's four cages within it, so everybody can like see and hear each other because it's kind of like a panopticon. Everything's pointed towards each other. So you can like be like number 62. Like, why is your hair pink, man?
Yeah.
I don't want to say what they would say there, but you know. So eventually, you're just like, it's kind of like a nonstop party if you're like a really a degenerate.
Yeah, if you're willing to be as crazy as anyone else, then you're all right.
Yeah, like I would like make murals out of like blood and pencil in my cell.
Yeah,
it does sound like the whole Dark Knight Rises.
I would wake up before the I would wake up before the first shift and like make a big mural because then I would walk past and be like, I don't know, some anarchy symbol.
Where are you getting all the blood, dude?
Fingertips. You just bite your fingertips.
Did you have a TV?
Good God.
We did have iPads though.
iPads. Were they clear so you could see inside of them? They always have clear TVs in jail.
Oh, man, I want to go to fucking prison. These guys got iPads in there.
Honestly,
that's a lot of homeless people's retirement plans.
iPads.
I got to be honest, yeah, like there's no reason to be homeless when jail is like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I've heard jail's worse than prison.
You're underestimating how good homelessness can be, dude.
Yeah, in the summer, I bet it's nice. But
it's pretty fucking great
in the
summer.
In the winter, not so much.
But there's summer all year round somewhere in the fucking country.
That's true, dude. That's true.
You migrate.
San Francisco.
Exactly. Dude,
that fucking, they say that, what's that, what do they call that, Skid Row in L.A.?
Yeah.
This is miles and miles and miles now.
You know, they planned that. Like, city planned that. Like, this is where we are going to keep all of the vagrants of the city.
Mm-hmm. It worked.
Yeah.
It's just like a fucking, it's funny, it's like an L.A. movie, you know, when they're like, in a future where there's the people with nothing and the people with something, and then you go there and there actually is that neighborhood, it's like that big. Oh, man. Yeah, so how long did you have to stay in there? I've been to jail for an OWI, which is what they call a DUI in Iowa, and I was only there for 2 days.
Nice.
So how long did you have to go?
People want
to
say, how many DUIs you have? None.
Yeah, that's
no
right.
WI.
And I don't think it's on my record.
Wait,
that's well over 10 years ago.
What's that stand for?
Operating while intoxicated. And that way
Ohio while intoxicated.
It's Iowa. But that's so they can write it for anything. Because a classic move in small towns in Iowa is when you get an OWI and you can't drive, you gear up your lawnmower and you just drive your lawnmower all around town because you can, you know what I mean? So then this changed it, I think, to operating. So even on a bicycle, you can get, because you operate a bicycle, you operate
Why the fuck can't you bike around?
I know, dude. Who's going to die but you, right?
Yeah.
I've biked more intoxicated than I've ever biked driving, and it's fun as fuck. But I mean, like, it's dangerous.
Than you've ever biked sober.
No, like, I've never DUI'd as hard as I've DUI'd on a bike.
Yeah, he's saying he doesn't drink and drive. He rides and drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
Drink and rides.
He said bike while driving instead of
Right. No.
He was picturing you on a bike on top of a car.
I remember when I lived in Nebraska, I was out because I had this, I still have this bike. It's a city bike. And I just got these clip-in pedals, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I went out drinking on it. And then as soon as I got on it to go home, the first stoplight, I just tipped over like a tree. Because I didn't realize, because I couldn't pull my feet off because I was an idiot. I didn't know how shit worked back then. Oh, I like bike cycling. I'm kind of pissed there's not more comics that don't like bike cycling. Are you good at bicycling?
Oh, I'm a great urban bike. I biked to work from like 2018 to 2020.
So you could take the city streets with traffic and be fine?
Yeah, I know how to like be like an like a defensive biker or like an urban biker.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I get fucked up, dude.
And plan for everything. That's what I'm saying. Like, because I don't know, you're not probably good enough to ride in car traffic, are you? On a bicycle?
I'm not good on a bike.
Yeah, see, it's weird. There's a lot of people here for some reason don't know how to ride fucking bikes. Heinley's very good, but his brother actually got paralyzed mountain biking, so I think maybe he's not doing bikes anymore.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
But either way, Heinle's a very good bicyclist. He, that was like everything he did. So I want to do a long story short, I want to do a bicycle podcast sometime because this recorder can go with us.
Yeah, the best would be, so if you start on the north side, I don't know how much you know about Pittsburgh trails, but you could start in the north side and bike all along the river.
Yeah.
Go around the point,
mm-hmm.
the fountain, and then you can bike underneath.
Yeah, that like, bridge thing with all the rocks and stuff.
Yeah, you can bike underneath 376.
Yeah.
And then there's a ramp that goes up and around, and then you can either go continued on to Oakland, and then it kind of terminates. That's called the Eliza Furnace Trail. Or you can hop over to South Side, and then you can do on the other side is the Three Rivers
yeah,
Trail.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's actually
once you get to the river in Pittsburgh, cycling is easy. But if you're not if you're not just cruising for fun by the river, which is what it, is the nice thing, it's a shitload of work, dude. Everything's a hill. You're like, if I want to get there, I could either go 4 extra miles around the hill, or I could go up this huge fucking hill, dude.
Yeah, the main hill in Pittsburgh is terrible to bike to, but the South Side trail eventually goes to like this. Go to the waterfront, which is a cool destination anyways, but there's also there's like this cool barge that crashed into the side of the river.
Okay.
And you can like go hop onto that from the bike
nice.
Trail, which is pretty lit. But that the South Side Trail,
I love wreckage, dude. Who doesn't love wreckage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something about people
shit is half sunk in the river. You love that.
Yeah, it must have been like when we were like primitive, we were like roaming around like just scavenging for shit, and that's still in us because the richest man alive, if he stumbles upon wreckage, is going to stop. Like, oh, is that a World War II fucking? I didn't know they got that deep with the fucking zeros out here. Blah, blah, blah.
I just love people's obsession with throwing things off cliffs. Like, I used to live on.
I'm there, dude.
I used to live on a cliff in Oakland, like Oak Cliff, and people would just fucking like. There was old cool stuff at the bottom you could see, but you could tell people would just go there and like they would have an old CRT TV and be like,
"Yeah,
wouldn't it be badass if we just threw this off the cliff?" And they did it. And
it is badass.
It is badass. There's a big pile of trash that looks like shit, but it's badass, dude. We used to have these bridges. There were two of them that were identical across the river valley from each other. They went over the train tracks. They were old school, like iron rivets and railroad ties type of bridges. You know what I mean? And we would chase trains through the valley to the other one and try to get, we'd watch the engine go under and try to get to the other bridge before the engine went under that one. You know what I mean? So the train engineer would see us twice. And then on the second bridge, we would throw stuff off onto the trains. that was just like you're saying, dude, CRT monitor or TVs and stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Watching those smash against the back of an empty coal car, dude, at 45 miles. Oh, boy, I tell you what. It's
they should open up the Grand Canyon for something like that.
Just got one spot.
Pay $50 and throw whatever the fuck you want
off. Have HD cameras at the bottom recording everything. Yeah. You sell you the footage and in high frame rates and stuff. Yeah.
That'd be badass.
Yeah, dude. Then people would go there to commit suicide, though. You hear that? That's the cat, dude. He's like, dude, I'm one of the boys. Let me in. He's so dumb, he'd get run over for sure, dude. I can't believe people have outdoor, indoor cats.
I like outdoor neighborhood cats.
Right.
Like, somebody owns this cat, but, like, they just let it roam free. And,
it, like checks out everybody's back door?
Yeah, like, there's just, like, this beautiful cat in my neighborhood in, like, the War Streets, and it's just like this cat you can just walk up to and be like, it's like tame, it's domestic, and you just, it'll like roll over and let you scratch its belly and you can go home. It's like perfect. That's like the perfect level of having a pet.
When I lived down Hazelwood, yeah, there's this.
I can't fully afford to feed this thing, so let me let it scavenge for 80% of its meals.
There was a lady who had like a cat hotel in Hazelwood. She'd taken a bunch of Rubbermaid containers, thrown like a leaf of hay in the bottom of each one and cut a cat size hole in them, and she'd stack them like little apartment tenants, dude. And like all the feral cats like would just live on her porch.
Oh yeah, we did that in college. We called it cat circus.
Cat circus.
we would just get cans of tuna, because again, this is like the Oak Cliff place. Would like we would have like deer and stuff and cats, but like we just put like cans of tuna in the back, and then like a whole family of cats would just move in, and we just call it cat circus, and we just like watch from the back our back door.
Yeah, dude, that sounds sweet. I don't think we could do it here, man. This we always live on a busy road, which I don't like. You know what I mean? I want to live on a dead end.
Yeah, it's like walking here was like people were just like zipping.
My road's fucking dead as hell. It's great.
Yeah, yours is, dude. Yours is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
you gotta like back up to get out if you go down the front one.
brick and shit. Yeah, no one wants to go down that road.
I've never seen so many. I mean, I've seen brick roads that were good before, but I've seen never seen so many bad brick roads until I moved to Pittsburgh, dude.
No, Mount Washington brick roads are horrific.
The brick roads are like mogul courses. Even the busy ones, dude. They just roll and ripple.
The worst road in all of Pittsburgh is Chesterfield.
Chesterfield. It sounds like a fucking badass road, dude.
It's crazy. Like, if you live on the road, and I did for a year, like, it's like, again, it's a cobblestone. It's like a super steep thing, and you have to parallel park uphill.
Nice.
To, like, put your car on the road. That place sucked.
I will say that for San Francisco. There are people who drive stick shifts and stuff in San Francisco. Good on them. That's wheelman shit. You don't know, you do know how to drive, don't you, Blake? You don't have a license?
Yeah, I can drive. Drive a stick.
How many years did you drive before you didn't drive?
Maybe 2 or 3.
How about you? Do you know how to drive? You both took buses. That's why I'm asking.
No, I lived in the county. I lived in a place where you had to have a car.
So you drove. Yeah. Since like how many years of your life would you say you've driven?
I got my license at 16, so almost a decade.
Decade. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I would say I'm a pretty choice driver, except maybe a little bit too reckless.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
probably the last time I drove was maybe 2019.
2019. That's not bad. It's not that long ago at all.
But I mean, I wasn't regularly driving. Right, it was like I come home from
work. You think you're going to get back at it?
Drive on Christmas break. Yeah, at some point.
I just think it's the Pittsburgh bus people just put out this new thing where you can pay $2.75 and you can ride unlimited for like 3 hours.
It's great.
So why would I pay? Why would I pay $5 a gallon for gas?
Oh my god, it's so bad.
Yeah,
right,
gas
now
is going way up, and busing just got way cheaper. So I'm like,
yeah,
I'm gonna stick with
like I could
through.
like on Friday before I went to Parkway from the north side, I took a bus downtown, then a bus from downtown to south side back to downtown, back to my house. Back again to downtown,
but how long?
And then to Parkway.
How long did it take for the bus? Like, because obviously driving's faster.
It takes the equivalent of time, like of on average, I would say, like biking anywhere. If that makes it,
yeah,
makes
kind
sense.
Of, yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you're like downtown, moving around that sort of, there's a lot of options. If you're not going too far, you know,
right?
It's just like, I just gotta get to South Side.
You're set pretty quick.
Bad, yeah. If you're trying to get to a place like here, and a bus doesn't come, like you're fucked. Like, or like, if the P68 for whatever just didn't come, that means like, unless I'm gonna just bite the bullet and take an Uber, I'm gonna have to wait like.
Do you guys
hour.
Have like an app that you just track all your buses on? How's
Bat
that
track, baby?
I use Transit.
Transit. He's Transit. You're back.
Pat Track.
Pat. You're cool. Pat. Who's he or she? That's Pat.
It just means Port Authority.
Port Authority Transit.
They just actually rebranded to Pittsburgh Regional Transit.
Ooh.
They're no longer the Port Authority.
What
fun fact?
Who cares? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not against. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm wondering why they brought it up. You know, like what was
that was their big
issue
of the year?
Like, let's call meeting number 976 to order any new news. And somebody's like, yeah, I've been thinking about it. And this port authority, not very popular.
You know what's even worse? they probably had like 100 meetings over like 5 years.
You know what? I bet it was. Idea. And this is me being a cynical asshole. Every single one of those buses says Port Authority in big letters wrapped on it, right? If they change the name, now they have to rewrap all the buses. And guess what happens? They sell that contract to somebody at a kickback or something. You know what I mean? They're sure. They're like, and it'd be nice next election if you remembered me, you know? Like, rewrap all of our buses, that kind of shit.
You're probably right.
I fucking hate politicians, dude. I'm sorry. That's just who I am. I'm anti-authority, dude.
I still didn't even know. I didn't even know Peduto was still in office.
Is he?
Somebody just told me the other day that.
Who's Peduto?
Is he the mayor?
He's mayor. Like, yeah. He got voted. Or it's been like the apparently took 6 months to hand over to the next guy.
Oh, so he's out, but he's still in.
Like he got.
Who got elected?
Ed Gainey.
Gainey. Oh yeah, I know that name.
Yeah. I was actually.
He got elected because it's the Allegheny, dude.
Yeah, Ed Gainey.
Like,
Allegheny.
Gainey. Gotta go. They want it. You know what I mean? That's the Clean River, the Allegheny, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think the Mons
is all dirty. But
yeah, I don't know. The Monongahela is the one that goes towards Ohio, I think.
The Mons is the south one. They're both go to get, they join together. How do you not know? You said you're from here, didn't you?
No, I'm from Erie, but like, I mean,
oh,
I've lived here for like 6 years.
I'm from here. I don't know shit, dude.
I just think it's like, I just look at the rivers and it looks like they're going in every direction. Like, they're just like.
The two rivers make what I like to think of as an elephant's head, right? So for you, because I'm doing it mirror, or it would come in like this over the top of his head, and then go down like this for his jaw, and they come together.
For the trunk.
No, that's the Ohio.
Oh.
The Mon is the South River, the bottom of the elephant's head, and the Allegheny is the top of the elephant's head river. You know what I mean? And they come together to make the Ohio. It's dumb. They shouldn't come together to make the Ohio. I had a joke about it when I moved here. No one gave a fuck. It was, they call us three rivers. It's stupid. Everybody knows that. When two rivers come together, the smaller one takes the name of the bigger one, and some kind of, I don't know, it was a bullshit joke. It sucked. But that's how it is. When the Ohio River gets to the Mississippi, they don't rename it.
Yeah.
The Ohio just fucking starts rooting for Old Miss. You know what I mean?
They had like just tiny segments, and they're like, this part is Jefferson.
I mean, not that it's exciting, but the reason I believe, and this is just obviously a theory, but they discovered each river independently. And found them, you know what I mean? So the Ohio was discovered first by people coming up the Mississippi, probably. And then they found out that it ran into this other one somebody already discovered called the Monongahela, blah, 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 blah. So exciting, dude. I have kayaks, though.
Great, great stuff.
Geography.
Do you want to go kayaking, Blake?
I was just thinking about weighing out these mushrooms pretty quickly. Because I don't have a scale, you know? That's all I do is incriminate myself on the podcast.
You have the disclaimer at the start.
Nothing that
Where's
you say
Douglas going?
Will be used against you in court.
Kaylee, you're live on the regular episodes podcast. What?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Logan.
Hi, Logan. I'm Kaylee.
He's our new mass shooter.
How are you? Wow, I think you're
spot on. There's one mass shooter a week on this podcast.
let me grab this shit for you, dude.
Kaylee witnessed me bomb so hard in Chicago.
It was terrible. It was a really bad bomb.
It was really bad. Believe it or not, those jokes aren't the worst.
No, that's not true.
The last one's actually a good one. It's probably my best joke, but I was many drinks deep, and that's what I'm going to blame everything on.
Motherfucker, dude. You have to wait a second.
Did you go to Chicago just for a mic or for just
No, I was selling fucking grinders with Ron, which I'm going to not do anymore.
You're not doing that anymore?
Go
oh,
weed
you do
grinder.
Scale. Thank you.
I thought you were
like
BRB. Battery low. I gotta get a different battery, dude. Sorry.
This is incredible podcasting right here.
I know.
The programming is
groundbreaking
insane.
Journalism.
We're supposed to have four
audible,
people.
Is Logan here?
This is a Logan.
This Logan. Okay. Wait, I was confused. I thought Mahalko was gonna be here.
No, he wouldn't.
Zivon's here?
Podcasting, dude.
This is amazing.
You're supposed to. We'll cut it up. I'll edit it. It doesn't matter. So I've never had this guy's mushrooms before. We're just going to do
chop
a drug deal live on the podcast.
Chop
Maybe
it
the
up
first
so you're
one.
You're incriminating me.
Blake Scala on Venmo. BLAKESCALA. Listeners, if you want to send me money, tell us about
this
Chicago, Kaylee.
This
is your grand reappearance.
Yeah,
on the
I know. What an incredible appearance it is. It's great. Chicago's dope. Go visit Chicago.
You haven't been up yet, Blake?
Huh?
I figured time that during when you were riding trains, you'd have been up there.
He was up there last week.
Sorry.
It was horrific. That's all right.
It was horrific selling grinders?
No, I don't care about that.
I thought grinders was kick ass. You were fucking bragging it up the other day like you were the new CEO.
Don't worry about
Remember
it.
Remember, you were like, it'll be a month, and Ron, he's out, dude.
Ron's done in this town.
Ron's on the run. I haven't seen Ron in, like, weeks.
Good for him, though, because he's really on the grind, no pun intended.
Yeah.
How many of these grinders do you think never mind, we won't talk numbers. That's rude to talk numbers. You never talk about another man's flock.
All right, this guy definitely ripped me off.
Goat herd.
This guy definitely ripped me off.
Really?
Yeah. All right, I gotta weigh out this supposed half ounce and see how much it actually is.
Lordy. Alright, I don't know if I have a better thing for you to put on there.
Wait, maybe not. Okay, we're good.
You're good. Okay, you were in a panic there for a second, dude. You were like,
no.
No.
It's whatever.
Were you like the
on...
mushroom guy for a while?
I wasn't making any money, though.
Because you were giving it away.
I know.
I like how you're saying like it used to be the thing while he's weighing
on it. I know, but he's like, now I got to get him. Usually just have him on hand, whatever.
Yeah, I used to have like a pound.
At all That's times. Good. Mushrooms? You need mushrooms?
Supposedly, they're one of the easiest things to cultivate.
No, my friends grow them.
Really?
Yeah, it's super easy.
I mean, I don't know why we're not all doing it.
He had a tub like this big from a single batch. Like he had a gallon of two gallons.
How
of,
long
of
you,
mushrooms?
Don't mushrooms grow like really
fast.
You sold
drugs before, Logan. I can see it.
Perhaps.
Do you ever hunt for mushrooms when you were a kid? Nobody?
No.
There's these mushrooms in Iowa. Probably have them here, too, called morels. And they look like, I don't know, they're mushrooms. Point is you go with one day, there's nothing. The next day, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Shitloads. Cool. I don't know if I'm blind or if... Either way, the point being...
I saved money.
Five,
I'm just saying that could have grown in one night.
You said 5/8, right?
Yeah, what is that, a half?
No, 4/8 or
no,
four
no, no,
half,
what
Kaylee.
Is this, what is this? I don't care.
No, that is five. That's what you asked for.
Oh, that's perfect
eighths.
Then. Thank you so much.
I just like to explicitly tell people because Zevon, the guy who was supposed to be on this podcast, I put him in the hospital one time.
Oh, God.
Mushroom. Because it was a quarter, and he thought it was a fucking eighth, and he just ate the whole thing.
Oh, like, yeah. No.
And then told him just to wait, and that's what
then
happened.
And he blamed me after, like, I didn't tell him 8 times. Did the fucking same thing, dude. I'm tired of... Do you have a Sharpie? I want to write it on this bag.
Yeah.
Pretty you're, autistic.
You're going to need to, like, not say all that stuff on a live podcast. No, it's all theater, dude. All this is improv. Everybody knows that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's all... It's because we're such great trained performers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is.
It was super realistic the way we did that.
We practiced multiple times a week for
that
this
was a,
podcast.
Yeah, that was a written sketch. That was months ago. Mm. We had that in the works.
Yeah.
So do you have an apartment near the city? How's it work?
Or I have an apartment in the city, yeah, on the north side.
Interesting.
Yeah, 2-bedroom.
So how long does it take you to get to, say, downtown, whatever that is? You know what I mean?
Oh, goodness. Well, I drive, and most people don't drive in Chicago. So, like, driving, like, 20 minutes, if you take a train, like, half an hour maybe.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Not bad. Not
it takes us that long sometimes when the tunnel traffic here. So.
Yeah, and we don't like downtown's like where you go. It's kind of like here. Like most people aren't downtown, just hanging out type of thing.
I think for a second you just said downtown.
Downtown. Yeah.
Downtown.
I think
downtown.
You guys ruined me. Yeah. This is what this city did. Well, and it's funny too because when I first went down, I was just making jokes about Pittsburgh because that's what I knew, and everybody's like, "Oh, this is a Pittsburgh comic." I was like, "Not really, but sure. Yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh now."
Well, that's fine. People like we had a kid. Who moved ours from the adjacent school district. That school district was called Boone. That kid's name was now Booney, and that's
Booney.
It.
That was it for
that
her.
Was it. The rest of his high school, he was Booney, dude.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter.
Very creative.
Yeah,
Booney.
I know. But we're so tribal and team-based, you know?
For sure.
Do you have any good nicknames?
Not really, honestly.
I got stuck with...
any solid bullies that really fucking...
In college, I got stuck with...
Who bullied?
Loogie.
Loogie.
I was like the youngest. I was like the youngest.
I remember bullying kids with the name Logan.
Yeah, Loogie. But I just
I bullied a kid one time, dude. We were both rejects, and his last name was Buck Miller, and I would call him Butt Miller. And then
I would have gone with Fuck Miller, but
yeah, well, Butt Miller was gay, and at the time,
that
was not stylish.
Right. Okay.
So
it wasn't stylish to be gay.
Right.
Now it's all the rage.
But either way, one day he rightfully charged me and kneed me in the face, and I was like, "Yeah, I probably deserved that."
Hell yeah.
But I did have to fight him at the cemetery, as was the tradition for our school.
That's funny.
There was a cemetery that was like a quarter mile from the school. You know what I mean?
I think we fought at the cemetery too.
Did you, dude? Yeah. It's such a great high school fight spot, right?
It's just it was just behind the
baseball fields that were behind the school.
Yeah, dude. Everyone knew where it was. No one owned it. You know,
yeah, separated by some woods.
Yeah, exactly, dude. The cemetery was the spot. In our school, if you were going to get in a fight, it was like for instance, in this case, he kneed me in the face at like lunch or something. We'll say. Rest of the day, all it is people walking up to both of you, and be like, "So you're going to fight at our school, right?" So everybody came up to you, and then so you're like, "Well, I guess I have to fight after school, dude." So that's what we would do, and then we'd go out. Every car in the parking lot would line up and go out the same way, the same road, right to the same cemetery. It would look like a football game. Every fucking school,
awesome.
Small town life.
What
dude.
Was your
small
percentage of wins to losses?
I only fought in the cemetery once, and it was a draw. It went on so long that I think somebody falsely yelled "cops."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're like, we're going to end this shit. I'm sick of it. Yeah.
That's so
funny.
That was interesting. That was with Butt Miller. Buck Miller.
There was this like legendary... Our for my grade, at least, the fights peaked in like third and fourth grade.
That's
there
the time to do it.
Like
no
Tyler Settle and Greg DiPorzio, they had the greatest fight of all time.
How did third graders have the greatest fight ever?
Well, it was supposed to be a 2-on-1, but this one dude... Derek, he just like get
kept getting caught in the middle, and they both kind of turned on him. Like he was supposed to be, he was supposed to be on the one dude's team, and then that dude wound up like punching him in the face just to get him out of the way,
that's
so he could keep beating the other dudes out.
Third graders, dude.
I was a pretty vicious elementary school fighter.
Oh,
I
really?
My demeanor. I'm a felon.
I've
always, Haley doesn't know these.
You don't know that, but
we already went through his time
I have,
in jail.
Oh, nice. I'm very calm until I'm not, kind of thing. It's like church mouse into like Thor or whatever, like just in terms of anger. And so like this one kid would always.
I thought it was like the Hulk who got angry, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
Thor was pretty.
He's pretty chill. Yeah, but like I would just let people just like. They would test me, and they would test me, and they would test me, and then boom. And so, like, I had this plan, and like, I was like, I'm gonna grab two hula hoops, and I came up behind the kid, and then I put each hula hoop around the other side of his neck, and then just yoinked him,
and then
pulled him backwards,
fell on the ground, and then choked him out until they like took me off of him.
And in elementary school, the kids are just like, I don't know what the hell is going on. There's like no, like, if you're an adult and you're like, I'm going to try to do something in defense, a little kid just freaks out if he's getting choked by hula hoops, I think.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And my dad was this is like probably my favorite dad moment of all time. Like, I got dragged before the principal and my dad came in and then she was like, you got to apologize. My dad was like, no, you don't.
No, nice, dude.
And that was
well,
like,
was it nice though? Was that kid an ass?
Yeah.
He did bully you, said, until he pushed you too far, right?
Yeah, he mainly was just spazzy.
Yeah.
So, but like he didn't mean
kids are cruel, dude. I was cruel as a kid. I got to admit it. I mean, we think that the way to pick up girls is to throw rocks at them when we're in elementary school.
Yeah,
like pretty primitive little lizards, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's like because your mind's just learning what everything is, right? So you're testing limits and seeing what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, but like I love throwing rocks at my friends.
Yeah, right. Do girls like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Pay attention to me. Yeah, yeah. And then after a little while, you're like, ah, maybe it doesn't work. You try something else.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually, you realize nothing worked.
And you're alone.
I hit a girl in the back of the knees with a hockey stick one time.
Oh, my God. Did you like her or did you hate her?
Yeah, I loved her, dude. That was true love.
Yeah, dude.
We always hurt the ones we love.
Your attention. You know?
I remember being like,
speaking of love, dude, Kaylee, check out this Molly, dude. I should have told you I could get Molly. This is good.
God.
I didn't even know. It's like a fucking
dude,
rock.
You're going to have to edit this podcast now. Thanks a lot.
I am.
I'm going to be out of town, so you're going to be responsible.
That's a little gem
for it.
Right there.
Before my next trial, we'll just pull it down.
All right. Yeah. Like, somebody will download it by then, dude. You're in trouble. The Reggies, dude, they've got photographic memories. They're all real smart, dude.
And they're devious.
One of the many.
Do you
listeners.
Need any? I'm sorry, there's a cooler.
No, I have to head out here in a minute, but
all
thank
right,
you. Appreciate
fine.
It.
No problem. Thanks for stopping in. So you're probably out of town soon, I would think.
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow. Yeah, I was just here for my friend's wedding. She had it yesterday.
We were... What are you going to do on the mushrooms that I just...
Well, we're going to go take them. And
yeah, that's what most people do. They eat them, dude.
Yeah, what's
she's
the
gonna,
plan, though?
She's going to eat all of them, dude.
Inside, outside, in the woods,
here's the thing. We're going,
fire.
We're going to Liz's house, and she's got a nice little setup, so she's got a little backyard. So I'm thinking we can go touch some grass and see some crazy shit.
It's a good spot.
Go touch grass.
My friend Mel, my roommate, who's also came down with me, she's like she's the craziest person I've ever done mushrooms with. We did them about 3 months ago, and we were watching The Parent Trap, and like she becomes like a savant. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, she's so weird and out there, and then her brain clicks into place on mushrooms, and she becomes like a mad scientist. She's screaming about being in Berlin, and she's like, The Parent Trap's about 9/11. They're the twins. They're the towers. Meredith's the airplane. She does this for hours, and I'm on the floor rolling around laughing, crying.
It sounds great.
It's great. She like, becomes this insane person. She's like, I feel like I'm in a dark basement writing a script, and, like, I want her to just write thoughts down when she's on mushrooms, because
of course.
She might figure out the reason we exist. Like,
well, she could at the very least have some good content. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
it's,
for sure.
It's something like, I've never
voice
seen
record
like
that
it.
Shit or something.
Yeah, I need to.
TikTok. That's what she needs.
Yeah, that true.
Unfortunately, don't you have to like...
Is it like PC or something? Like, they don't let you mention
TikTok?
Drugs on TikTok.
I don't know. I think... Well,
I don't know anything about it. I know they censor a lot.
You have to be clever with how you did it.
Yeah.
TikTok is like the most draconian of all the apps. Like they would take that down.
Yeah.
What if you just had pizza with a lot of mushrooms on it?
Right. You could be like,
I love my pizza with mushrooms. And you'd eat it and then you'd be like, yeah, these crazy thoughts. Wow.
Yeah,
let's watch E.T.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have to be a little more clever with it for sure.
Yeah.
on YouTube, all you have to do is just say it's for educational purposes only. And then,
yeah.
And then you can put it anything.
Yeah, up. Yeah. This is so that people will know what not to do. Dude.
Right.
Yeah, there's straight up porn on YouTube.
No, there's education. Not.
Yeah, there is.
No, I mean, there isn't.
Depends on what you consider porn.
I've searched.
I don't know. There are straight up naked people doing naked things.
Yeah, but is it for art?
No,
it seems pretty softcore with a lot of shadows and
if you can
glowing
ignore,
curtains. If you ask
if
me,
you can ignore the doctor and the marker.
Oh, you're saying like, yeah,
or
he's
whatever
like,
the
and
fuck
turns out
they're doing.
Can.
Yeah, yeah. Like, actually, no, it's not even just it's not even just surgery. There's straight up like these. This is educational, people.
Be like, oh yeah. Be like, yes, you can see the penis is hitting the clitoris while this guy's got like a laser pointer. Yeah, but
that's what we all do.
Yeah. Let me. Why does it not surprise me that you're the guy who knows that? Like,
I've seen
educational pornography search.
I've definitely seen some pretty hardcore like surgery on like YouTube of like. Like I was like, oh, people get like BBLs. Like I didn't really understand it, and then like
what's
I watched
BBL? Oh, Brazilian
butt
lift.
Yeah. And then I saw like a little bit some snippets of it. They basically like fillet you on both sides.
There's two kinds, I guess. There's two kinds of BBB. What
there's a lot of fake
Brazilian butt
weird
BBL.
Asses out there now.
Yeah. The mechanics there's, of it just freaks me out.
Yeah.
Have
one
you
of
seen
them
people
they suck fat
lips?
Out of it.
Or
no.
face lips.
Have you seen those? It's crazy. They like cut the top of your face and then they put hooks like and they really pull your skin up. It's so creepy.
Fuck that.
That's awesome.
Fuck that.
I mean, we'll all be doing it soon, right?
It's crazy though.
You should have to get
but imagine
a new
being the doctor that does
do
that to people like day after
dude,
day.
Dude, you'd be so rich.
For sure.
That's a great fucking business plan. If you don't care about actually helping people, you could like justify.
Yeah.
You're
if
like,
you're not squeamish,
yeah.
You're like good to go.
But you can say that like
confidence.
I'm doing a society a favor. People are ugly, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Next time you go to the beach, think of me, you know what I mean?
You're welcome. I did hurt.
Yeah,
I did hurt.
Exactly, man.
There was a picture of the Kardashians. People are like, look at what God made. And someone's like, is the doctor God?
Yeah, exactly. They like promote surgeons on like their on their shows and stuff.
Well, that's the weird thing with them. Like, I don't care what you do with your body. Like, that's totally cool. But then that group in particular is like, we're a victim of society's beauty standards. Like, no, dude, you made the standards. You're the ones. You know?
That's for sure hypocrite. Do they say that? They're like,
ugh. One of them got a picture released like unsolicited by like an assistant or something accidentally and she looked terrible.
Did you see the shit semi recently?
Right.
It's probably too long to even bring it up and talk about it and have
what?
It be irrelevant. But like Kim Kardashian, they let her wear like Marilyn Monroe's fucking dress or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she like
At the Met Gala.
I mean, there's no way she could even get it fucking zipped up with her fucking blown
no,
out
she literally,
ass.
No, she literally
could.
Didn't. She wore
there's
a
no
jacket
way.
Over it.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe's dress.
Yeah. Well, and then she also said that she starved herself for 3 weeks to fit into it. And
but
people
like,
were like, don't tell little girls that.
Who signed off on that? Dude?
They only let her wear it for 5 minutes.
They gave her, Ripley's did. Ripley's owns it, and they gave her a lock of Marilyn's hair.
Isn't that
creepy?
Odd,
that is crazy, but I mean, she looks good in it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. She looks good in it. Who knew? That's not the dress
either.
I was thinking of. I was thinking of the classic Marilyn Monroe over the vent. You know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. I don't know who owns. Well, I think the problem with that is like most museums and stuff own those types of outfits, so they're archived. But Ripley's, believe it or not, or whatever, happen to own it, and that's not like an archive thing. So they can just loan it out if they want to.
Yeah, but I imagine
that original dress probably belongs to a museum or something.
I imagine garments get. Like decay though, like right, like
they last a long time if you store them correctly.
Really,
like, there's like if you ever go to like the Metropolitan Museum in New York, they have a fashion section, and there's like, I mean, like past like I would say like 1700s, 1600s is when they started making garments the modern way they make them now, and they all look like pretty much the same. But like things before that, look like shit.
I just
yeah.
love the juxtaposition of. Of not too long ago, you were telling us the story about how you spent most of your time in jail in the hole, and now you're like,
you're
now you're like, but if you ever get a chance to go to the New York Metropolitan Museum, make sure you go to the fashion section because the pre-1600 stuff is really
I like to say, I went from graduating summa cum laude from the University of Pittsburgh to Allegheny County Jail in less than 18 months.
That turnaround is incredible. That's impressive.
That's a comedian type of fucking background.
Yeah.
Like, of course you tell jokes now. It makes all the sense in the world.
I got into this because
I'm a genius, but I'd rather fucking watch the world.
That's not horrible.
Oh yeah, I don't want to blow him that much.
Pretty smart for jail.
For jail.
I got into the Pittsburgh. Do you guys remember the nudist comedian named Tom something?
Tom something, no. The nudist in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh.
I think he's I would remember. Would you guys remember
Tom? Is Tom Henry a
dude,
fucking
no
nudist?
Way, because the Viper got kicked out for just showing his nuts. No, there's no way there's a nudist.
Johnny Smith was on his podcast once.
What?
And his name is Tom. I can forget his last name.
Was he a nudist and also a comedian? Or yeah, was he a comedian that also was nude while he was on stage?
His material was, I am a nudist, apparently.
Oh, so he wasn't nude.
No, but like he was like, all his material was just nudist.
My mind runs.
And so like,
you know? There's a show that some of my friends in Chicago, that's like a nude
Naked
show.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried to do that here in Pittsburgh, but it ends up being an underwear show.
That's odd. Yeah.
I don't think I could do comedy with my dong hanging out. I'd feel like.
But the thing about that is what they were telling, because I was like, I don't know. And they're like, well, yes, you think that? But then, like, once everybody's naked, it's like everybody kind of respects each other's boundaries.
I don't know if that's true.
What's the point, dude? What's the point? I'm trying to tell jokes. Why do I got to have my dick out?
I agree, dude.
Right? What's the point? It's a gimmick.
I think the point is because
to get
a lot
people
of
out.
A lot of comics are single.
We can't just put on a fucking comedy show and get people out. Let's fucking...
That's speed dating, but nudist?
No, never heard of it.
It's not a thing, but we should make it a thing.
We should do an Amish speed dating thing where we take the colonies and like bus them around to each other. You know what I mean? Mix up the genetics for them.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
We should just start abducting Amish people and dropping them off in cities.
Yeah, get them on the podcast.
They have no idea what to do.
It's Ron Springer or whatever. They do that already.
That'd be a great podcast. Fucking kidnapping Amish people.
Amish
Wait.
Hey, you're on the podcast. How you doing? You don't even know what a microphone is.
Where am I?
We should go to Amish colonies and leave our cards because they can read
they
cards.
Colonies.
They think they're called colonies.
Do they call them that?
Amish
community? Yeah, I don't know.
You might be right. There was the Amana colonies where I'm from, which is like a not Amish but Amish thing. They made dishwashers, oddly enough, but they lived in the
Mennonites.
They were called the Amanas. But regardless, the point being is you could leave your card there, so when kids went on their Rumspringer, they could come do the podcast.
Oh!
Because how old are they when they do that? They got to be old enough
to
drink.
18, I think.
18, something like that.
But now Biden's going to make you be 21 to do anything, so then they're not going
to
have
to be 21 to drink, but...
Well, that's true. They do get crazy, supposedly. I think that goes as long as they want it to, though.
Does it?
Yeah. They can come back to the whatever you want to call it, at like 70 years old if they want to.
That's crazy.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like you go a certain amount and then you make your decision.
Right.
And after that, you're like, we shun your
What
ass
is it called? Is it called Rumspringa?
It is called Rumspringa. I have had a wonderful time, but alas.
On Rumspringa.
It is time for me
How long does Rumspringa last? Thanks for coming, Kaylee. We might go see another movie tonight, dude. You want to go see a movie?
Ooh, what's out?
There's a Bob's Burgers movie, but we'll probably end up seeing Jurassic Park because that's mostly the theater.
I was going to say that there's nothing really good that out right now.
Oh,
Jurassic
disagree,
Park's
dude.
Probably shit, though.
I have not heard
But it's things. Special effects. That's why you go to a movie theater, dude. You know, Bob's Burgers is funny, and that's going to be funny at home on the sofa with pizza. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Whereas you go see a dinosaur rip through a fucking building, you want that
dude.
30 feet high,
yes.
dude.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why we're probably going to end up doing that.
All right.
We always go to the nice luxury cinema with the leather recliners.
AMC and Waterfront?
No, they don't have those. Does AMC have that now? They don't have that.
Well, like I don't know about the other chairs.
Yeah, we go to I don't fucking know, something rather luxury cinema. Point being is it's great. Mm. If you guys want to go to a movie, we can. But
maybe
he says. What are you digging for in that backpack? You got like a fucking Poppins bag over there, dude.
Looking for the papers, dude. I'm trying to roll a joint live on the podcast. Oh, they're right there.
Just because we have the garage door open now in the fourth studio, dude.
That's
Jordan,
what did
you go to school
team,
for?
Dude.
You said you went to
Logan.
Jesus. I always
did you call him Georgia?
Jordan is what I call him. I don't know.
You called him Georgia.
You're good.
You kind of remind me
Who
of a friend of mine
need
named
to get on
Jordan
the podcast,
Zanta.
Dude, I love Georgia. Let's get her on.
Yeah, we should.
She's great.
I'm going to Google his art right now. Everyone who listens should listen to Jordan Zantow's art, dude.
Jordan Zantow paintings.
You remind me of my buddy Jordan.
Oh, I dig that shit. That's cool.
Come on, Zantow stuff. Yeah, dude. I don't know. Oh, Jesus Christ. That was loud as shit. His book is called...
Zantow 3!
I think he might have already changed his name legally to Zantow with 3!
That's pretty fucking good.
That's
pretty good.
He used to release this little magazine in Ames, Iowa called the Mega Zen. it was just all black market. Like, he would just print, you know, dozens of these things and put them in different coffee shops and stuff around town. Guy's great. Anyway, that's why I called you Jordan. Long story short, you reminded me of that guy. The town was now. That's what you said. What do you? Oh yeah, you're rolling a joint.
Rolling a joint, dude.
I know this has been really fun. The setup is really cool too. Like,
well,
this could be like, I could see you like doing this just like even more than
I need to get video in, like everyone's saying. But fuck, so much. I should just do the work, dude. Just do the work. You know what I mean? But it's a bunch of work.
Yeah, I could just.
I got to learn programs and stuff.
OBS is super easy. I mean,
I'm gonna look it up.
Just put like, just I would just say, you know, just start with one GoPro.
That's what I have. Yeah,
yeah, and just.
I think I will. I don't even know if I'll do an overlay to start with. I think I might just put the GoPro hanging from a ceiling right there, facing the TV.
Yeah, I think that'd be the best bare minimum setup.
Let's do it, baby.
Bare necessity. Jesus, never mind. That, you're no professional at this joint rolling, dude.
I'm rolling a crutch right now, dude.
What do they call that?
A crutch.
A crutch? I think they call it a roach. Don't they call it a roach? What do they call that?
No, a roach. A roach is a crutch with a little bit of weed at the end that you just...
A crutch. That's not what we call them. What do they call a little spacer? The little spacer that you put in the end. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not...
It's called a crutch.
It's not where I come from. I'll tell you that right now. A filter. I tell you that right fucking now, dude.
A crutch or a filter.
You guys ever been to a... sports ball here in Pittsburgh. We went to a walk-off home run at the fucking Pirates Stadium. Ooh. It's pretty sweet.
I went to the spot.
You get real pumped, and then you...
We did,
wait,
dude.
We're not afraid to be fans. Season.
I went to the opening game of Pirates this season.
Fuck yeah, dude. We need to get together and get a box, because those boxes can't be that expensive. You know what I mean?
That'd be dope. I mean, I mainly like the good seats for like the Pens.
Never been to a good seats at any hockey because I feel like
it's incredible.
Aren't they all good seats at hockey though?
If we all bought a box and we dressed up real crazy, we could get on TV, dude, and we promote regular episodes on.
Hell yeah, dude. We just put up a banner of it.
I'm saying I think there's enough of a regular scene in Pittsburgh. I think do some like cool shit. Whether it's like shows or like a YouTube channel or like
I agree.
Live
and we,
video.
And we need to fuck with each other more publicly and be okay with it, man. Because like I used to try to get running jokes to go, like I would say, for instance, anytime when somebody was a new comic and they asked somebody else's name, you would say a name that was close to that name. You know what I mean? So instead of Logan, we would call you...
Jordan. Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah, it's close. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, that's Jordan. Go say hi or whatever. And then you would eventually realize over time that we were doing that to you. So that every time somebody called you Jordan, you'd be like, fucking Douglas and... Scallop.
I had one yesterday where that one of the older comics was like, oh yeah, that guy in the orange suit. And I said, hey, that's Mr. Mango.
Mr. Mango.
Andy Mango.
That's Mr.
Mango. God, dude.
I can't believe he was rubbing it. Dude, first of all, him wearing a mango suit and bringing a mango, huge props.
Horrific, dude.
Him rubbing it on his groin, I don't know so much.
He did that like six times last night.
He's polishing the mango, dude.
He did it like six times. Lord.
Stooch has got a hilarious misogyny. I'm not going to lie, dude, because he's seemed to me, and maybe it's just because I'm a dude, but he seems completely harmless. You know what I mean? And, he makes very misogynist jokes, but they're so over the top. He's wearing a mango-colored suit.
To me, he comes off harmless because he comes off as like... He's not reading the social cue, and that's like the main stooge.
That might be it. He might be slightly autistic, dude.
I've said it and I'll say it.
I read this on Stooge's podcast the other day, but he had me going on his podcast, and then afterwards he goes, "You want to get a drink with some chicks afterwards? Double date." My first thought is fuck no, but then I think this might be the greatest thing that I've ever done with my life. Going and witnessing Stooch on a fucking double date.
If I was single, I would double date with Stooch in a minute.
I say, LOL, maybe you'll have to sell it for me. He sends me a picture of this girl. He says, she looks like a bigger gal, but floppy jugs. She looks like a bigger gal, but floppy jugs. Her friends are hot, though.
Her friends are hot, though, he says.
He sends me a picture of her and her friend. She has, like, two pics with the chick on the left, so you might get lucky, brother.
And he's actually kind of reading the field.
One time, Stooge was telling me about his love life.
And I say, how old is this chick anyways? 21, my man.
He says, my man. Oh, Stooge.
Andy. No, dude. A 21-year-old. Can you imagine going over the goddamn...
No, I couldn't, but that's fucking...
I mean, yeah, that's way out of your...
Yeah. Anyways, what the Stooge was telling me about his love life and like the way he operates, he was like... Yeah, I was seeing this girl, and yeah, we were fucking. We fucked a couple times, but it didn't work out. She stopped talking to me.
That's exactly probably verbatim what he said. She stopped talking to me. I'm glad he's around, dude. I think Pittsburgh's got a great comedy scene. They really do.
There's so many good character actors. There's fucking Johnny T. Yeah. You know?
We just need a room that people will come to, dude. If we can get a room that, like, Hambones was a great room.
That's I would put money into, like, a Hambones
part 2.
I've watched
people's dog shit comedy in a couple other cities, dude, and it's really not better. People talk about it, like, fucking.
I agree.
Pittsburgh sucks. You go anywhere else, dude, and
they still
just
suck.
Go to a fuck. Yeah, everyone
at this level?
Sucks, bro.
No, at this level?
I think we all suck. Interesting characters.
I'll take it further than that. I even think. Just like professionals, I think most people suck. Dude.
Well, we're
people getting Netflix specials.
We're kind of spoiled though too, because like we might have had an understanding of comedy to begin with, because that's why we were drawn to it. And B, now we've watched it so much that we're just fucking numb. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So the jokes don't hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's. The jokes don't hit, but you can recognize a good joke, you know?
Yes.
Even if you don't laugh at it. And who has good jokes anymore, dude?
But that's the thing is if you watch, like, Big Bang Theory, dude, without the laugh track, it's horrific. It's pretty bad with the laugh track, you know what I mean? But those jokes are good enough for people who are just trying to fucking make grilled cheese sandwich for their kid, you know what I mean? They're like, all I want to do is not think at all.
Sure.
I think being a... I don't know. Probably a lot harder than you think, but I think being a writer for one of those shows would be a great fucking job. You know what I mean? Make $70,000 a year writing the same jokes that have been in every sitcom for the last 60 years.
Yeah, really.
You just fucking watch an episode of The Honeymooners and then rewrite. You know what I mean? I don't know. All right. We're going to cut it off. We got over an hour into it.
That's not bad with three
people. Actually, you're going to... Joint
nothing
now,
to
huh?
talk about. Yeah, I got a joint now.
I think three people is kind of.
Should I light
nice
it up
vibe.
And keep talking?
Not too many people trying to like.
I agree. Sometimes
we do have a lot of overlap talking because I interrupt you.
Well, and I interrupt people too, dude. It's one of the things.
It's so hard. Not
this
to
is
do.
All a work in progress, and I really do think I get reminded all the time because I listen to other podcasts, you know, about what really good guys are like. You know what I mean? Like I listen to Legion of Skanks, and they're all loudmouths. But they all know how to vibe with each other, like the Beastie Boys know how to vibe with each other. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they take.
We're getting that better. Though.
We are getting better. That's why we need these regulars, like this Mr. Scala here.
Number 30, baby. I think maybe 29.
And now that we have the garage door, you can smoke inside. We'll find out tonight anyway when Cindy comes home. She's like,
the whole
it smells like smoking. Here.
So tell the resident episode denizens, the listeners, who's going to be on next week? Who's on the calendar?
Oh, you never know.
I don't know, honestly. I really don't.
You know.
I usually
it's me or Sky and someone.
It's
else.
Mostly about who I see at the open mics. Really, I need to get Andres O'Rourke on. I haven't had him on ever.
Dude, Andres would kill for this.
Yeah, I won't need to kill for this, but he'd kill on this.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
I mean, we might have him kill somebody if he would, but
he's probably the most entrenched in the comedy scene person that you haven't had on here yet.
I agree. Yeah. I've had Joey on. I think maybe twice. Anyway, yeah, I've always thought that I just never get around to it. Here's the thing about this.
People have lives.
He's a dad, and I feel like he's busy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
People have lives.
I should get out of my own way. Yeah, exactly. I know that you're not doing anything, and that's why I call you, bud.
I have no life. I work like 5 hours a week, and then I do whatever else I want.
Fuck. That sounds fucking perfect, dude. Get Blake and sell Blake on doing that. He doesn't want to work at all. He wants dishes and too much.
I could do 5 hours a week.
What do you do?
I'm a software engineer.
See, you got to do what he does.
How are you a software engineer working 5 hours a week, dude?
Well, I mean, like I'm salaried at 40 hours, but like my total work time for the week is like 5 hours.
How does that work?
See, you got to get into this, Blake. You can do 5 hours of work.
I
was a software engineer already.
And?
I mean, it sucked, but I could do it.
Well,
I'm working 5 hours a fucking week.
Like, I have my own project, and I just kind of set my own pace. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to take a week. And even though I could do it in 5 minutes. That's I just lie. That's all I do. All
right, sounds like you make more money than your need, so you should get me on as a...
Yeah.
You're going to refer him?
What are you working
in,
dude? I know fucking Python, you have to PHP, get drug tested, Java, though, dude. JavaScript. You gotta, I know all the shit, dude.
But do you know how to get drug tested?
No. They don't drug test software engineers.
Yeah, they do. They have me. They've done it for me twice.
Don't. They don't unless you're working for fucking...
Well, he's just telling you that if you want to work for his narcs, you're going to get drug tested, bro.
I was saying I work for him under the table. Mm. He's clearly making more money than he needs.
Right. Take a cut of his yeah. But yeah, you could double your work capacity, dude.
Bring my work 5 hours down to 0 hours.
Exactly.
That's exactly. Not that's a bad idea, dude. I see you got a white... You always have the coolest... Well, I shouldn't say the coolest, but funnest... Old retro stuff, dude. What's this Y2K hat?
Y2K hat, yeah.
Was it say your
it's something like your
heart Y2K compliant Psalms 11:27?
Yeah.
What?
And I have a.
Oh, dude, just a second. Let's. Okay, Psalms 11:27.
It's probably gonna be something like rejoice.
Psalms 11:27. Come on. Search. All right. Psalms 11:27. This is riveting information, I'm sure. I'm so bad at the internet, dude. Other people who aren't me should be internet in charge. I was hoping this would just come up and say
for
it.
For look,
the wicked bear their bows.
For look, the wicked bear their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord, this is great, dude. The book, it's always got something to say, right?
We need to add this to every episode. Dude. We need more Bible.
The Lord is his holy temple. The Lord is the heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. On wicked, he will rain. Fury, coals, burning sulfur, and a scorching wind will be their lot. Wow, dude. This is some fucking... Is Psalms New Testament?
That's a famous one right there. For the Lord is righteous, he loves justice, the upright will see his face. That's a well-known one.
The upright will see his face, dude.
Aren't
we all upright at this point?
Give it up for the Lord, y'all.
Boom. All right, podcast done. Nailed it, dear.
That was so great.
It was, wasn't it?
Ugh. What an exhilarating episode.
I like that one time when Logan was talking about that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good.
He's really talented. Yeah. Should come back. Maybe we can do one together.
Definitely have him back.
Okay.
I should say, I remember alluding to earlier in, not this episode, but probably the prior one, that all the guys had gotten together and recorded a podcast in my studio, which I said... that we would release, and it turns out they're all pussies.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They won't let me release that podcast. And between Zevon flaking out on this podcast and Zevon being on that podcast and also agreeing with everyone that he did not want them to release that, I've chosen today's featured artist. It is Valentina CY, I don't know if that's Kai. I don't know anything about the woman. All I know is she has a single. The single was released in 2021. Here it is, Flaky by Valentina CY.
Cancel on me till the day I don't need you. Call me crazy. You're Hollywood wrapped in gold, but your insides are pretty flaky. You won't Uber to my birthday, cause the traffic is crazy. But you grew up in LA and it hasn't been changing. F-L-A-K-Y, you're flaky and I don't care why. F-L-A-K-Y, you're flaky, time to
say goodbye. F-L-A-K-Y, bye-bye. Tell me I'm nice and you turn on me quick. Damn girl, you're shady.
Damn girl.
Clean up real nice, but when you strip it down, what's left is scary. You won't Uber to my birthday, cause the traffic is crazy. But you grew up in LA and it hasn't been changing. F-L-A-K-Y, you're flaky and I don't care why. F-L-A-K-Y, you're flaky, time to say goodbye. F-L-A-K-Y, bye-bye. You're moody when you're on or off the juice cleanse. You give me compliments, but it's all pretend. I wish that I could tell you how I feel, but you would only cancel if it's breakfast or dinner or any meal. F-L-A-K-Y, you're flaky and I don't care why.
Blakey.